This next story marks an anniversary. It was 60 years ago today that the Metropolitan Opera had its first African-American soloist. That's the occasion for this story, but really any excuse will do to play the voice of Marian Anderson.
That is a recording from one of Anderson's performances in 1955 as the fortune teller Ulrika. She played the role in an opera by Verdi.
F. Paul Driscoll, the editor-in-chief of Opera News, says Marian Anderson was made for that role.
The role of the sorceress Ulrika in Un ballo in maschera is something which depends a lot on the charisma of the performer, the presence of the performer, and the ability to suggest a world beyond what you're seeing in front of you. And that's what Marian Anderson did every time she walked on stage. Not to indicate that she was a sorceress. She had magic of a very different kind. But I think if you're going to have the first African-American artist at the Met be Marian Anderson, let her appear at her best.
She did her best, though even as an accomplished performer in her 50s, Marian Anderson was nervous.
She said afterward that she trembled, and when the audience applauded her appearance on stage, quote, "my stomach tightened into a knot." Nevertheless, a New York Times reviewer reported that her performance made men and women cry.
The Opera News F. Paul Driscoll says that moment 60 years ago opened the doors for performers who came after Marian Anderson.
The country didn't change overnight. There were still problems with taking African-American artists on tour for the Met throughout the 50s and the 60s. You know, in other words, it's not as if everything became completely rosy in 1955, but I think that seeing this as an important symbol, that this was the beginning of the integration in the deepest sense of classical music in the United States. That's why it's important.
Marian Anderson's mere appearance at the Met 60 years ago was as dramatic as the story she acted out on stage.